Well, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 says, "Come now, let's settle this. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them white as snow." You know, you are probably sitting at home or somewhere watching this because there's a lot of snow outside. And for you, maybe on Saturday morning, you looked out your window and it was a little bit brown. Maybe they were a little patchy. You saw some leaves left over from the fall, some branches. Maybe the flowers had sort of died off, but you left them there. You know, things weren't looking great in your yard. But then the snow fell. And pure white covered everything that you saw. A picture of forgiveness. And you know, this morning we are in our fourth week. We're entering our fourth week in January. And many of you know we've been in a discipleship plan called the 12 Spiritual Practices. And the first one we've been looking at is prayer. And we've been doing that by looking at the Lord's Prayer in Matthew. And in the Lord's Prayer this week, we have verses where Jesus talks about forgiveness. He says in Matthew 6:12, "Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors." You know, it's so important to understand that when we think about our debts, or maybe a better way to say it is our sins, our trespasses, mistakes that we've made, basically offenses that we've committed against God in our lives, that Romans chapter 5, verse 8 is so true. It says, "While we were sinners, Christ died for us." While we were sinners, Christ died for us. That is forgiveness. And you know, right before this section, Jesus, we talked about it last week, Jesus talks about our daily bread. And I actually believe that word daily is in there and it applies to this whole prayer. I believe Jesus is modeling this prayer for his disciples and wants them and us to pray these things regularly, daily, over and over again, not once and forget it. And so praying a prayer of confessing our sins and asking God to forgive is something that we should come before him and do daily. And so what we want to do here in our next few minutes together is take some time and pray. And so in just a moment, we're going to talk about and allow ourselves some time to pray a prayer of confession and asking for forgiveness. But before we do that, it is always good to open up prayer time with thanksgiving, just being thankful to God for who he is. So wherever you are, you might be with a whole group of people in your house. You might be off by yourself somewhere. Wherever you are, we're going to do this silently. And just for the next 30 seconds, tell God two or three things that you're thankful to him for in your life today. As Jesus demonstrates for his disciples, it's important to remember daily that we are sinners in need of grace, but that God's grace through Jesus' blood meets those sins and forgives them. So take the next 30 seconds and confess silently, what are some of those things in your life today that you need forgiven for? Go ahead and tell God what those things are. Now, we never want to list out those sins without very quickly, if not simultaneously, thanking God yet again for His grace that is white as snow, that washes and makes pure all of those sins, those debts, those transgressions. Take about another 30 seconds and just remember God's grace in your life and His forgiveness. The next part of this passage, of course, we read it already. It says, as we forgive our debtors. That's right. We have an opportunity daily to think about those who may have sinned against us, who have wronged us, people who have made some mistakes and have really deeply impacted us. It's interesting in this verse that it says that we forgive our debtor, not their debts. Now, while what they have done certainly affects you and me, God says in here that our job is to work toward forgiving them and leave their sins between them and the Lord. Now, that's hard to do. And in the month of June, we're going to be leaning in more into the spiritual practice of forgiveness, so we'll talk a lot more about this. But for now, let's take another 30 seconds. And what I'd love for you to do is think about one or two people in your life who have hurt you, who have sinned against you, who you might have a broken relationship with right now and aren't quite sure how to repair it. And what I want you to do is simply ask God for help toward forgiving them. I know it can be really, really hard even to bring this up, but it is important to the Lord. So one or two people that you want to ask God to help you move toward forgiveness. To spend about one more minute in prayer. The next 30 seconds of that minute, I would love for you to think about one other person. Could be in your family, could be somebody you know, but just from our church family who you know needs to feel God's grace in a powerful way today. Would you take a few moments and just pray for that person? And finally, take these last 30 seconds of prayer and think about someone who doesn't come to church. They don't go to church. Maybe they don't have a relationship with Jesus. Pray for them that they would come to know the grace and forgiveness that you've come to know through Christ in your life. Pray for them now. Well, prayer is important in the Christian's life. Overall, prayer is about God. It's about us yielding to His will. It's about surrender. It's about taking our heart and our life and saying, "It's all yours, God. Everything that we have, everything that we are is yours." We're going to sing a closing song now that reflects that sentiment. And I look forward to seeing you again back here at church here next week. Have a great morning.